And I know we've had an intake session and we've talked about your overall goals for these coaching sessions, but what would you like to focus on today?
I want to focus on one thing that is really bothering me sometimes, and it's playing tricks with me, is my confidence when it swings, and specifically when I know that I have I have done some, I have skills, I have the my career, my competence, and I have my journey of learning, but still this confidence to say it out loud and to come with it and to, to confidently talk about what I know and what I'm capable. It's something that it's like, no, I can't articulate it to the point where it's bothering me that you can't articulate your added value. It becomes lame, type of thing. And that's something that's bothering me with all what I have as experience. Why can I not articulate what I need to articulate when I need to basically sell my services, or I need to talk about what we do with Women Leadership Hub and what we are making a difference with people, when on intellectually I know, but articulating it, it's very hard to put it out there.
So you sort of gave a little more information there, that it's confidence in a certain context to do with selling yourself and talking about leadership. Where else does this show up in your life, or is this it?
The confidence show up in my life when, again, sadly, with my sister, my daughter's problem, the ability to confront parents sometimes, but they are their kids, they need to be either nicer or whatever that is. But there, I felt that based on what we have discussed earlier on, there I have been more clearer. There, I managed, even though there is consequences that they get annoyed or whatever. But there I feel like, okay, it doesn't matter. There it's more at stake, maybe.
There's more at stake in which scenario?
In the my daughter's scenario. But at work, I feel, it's not maybe the stakes are, if I don't impress that person and they will not get my services, it's like, okay, maybe it's sad because it's like I'm used to it right now. It's like that I don't get that traction. And after a while you think, is it normal? And no, it's not normal.
You said your confidence swings.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying between normal and not normal. What is normal confidence for you?
For me, normal confidence is what I'm able to do things with a flow, with relaxed, with security. And it's like you go beyond what you think you're capable of. It's like you surprise yourself positively. Wow, I run that and I have done it and I have, I was worried more about it, but it was flawless, for example. That is something that I feel this is the normal for me to flow, to get that flow in my, in what I can deliver. And then when it's not normal is the fact that when it gets hiccup, when I start to stop, getting hinders, like it's like you get hiccups in the process, and that I think it becomes a little bit tricky for me to move forward and to try again.
It seems like you've got a very specific thing in mind. So when you describe flow and normal to not normal and the hiccup, and it seems to be in this environment of leadership and selling your services. So what would be a good useful outcome for us to focus on in this session?
Maybe understanding the fear. Why don't what hinders me from articulating things? Why do I get this blockage? And take the step that even though I have not done it, you know, for 22 years, when you are working on your own or on a company, you don't need to talk about what you do because people know you, and then they give you assignment, and then you work, and then you get. But when you are not known as a person, how can I establish that that trust, and then or able to put myself forward and not be afraid of, you know, going in all in?
When you have this confidence, the blockage is gone, what will be different about you?
I'm more at ease to take the space that is for me, and take even more. You know, I'm able to get through, and then I'm able to be the convincing, to show the value I provide, and to provide impact with the people I work with. But when I don't get that, I'm very much, no one.
You're saying you're no one?
Yeah. It's like you become, when I don't get through, then it's like as if you are not seen. You know, it's that sometimes. I'm not the most loud person that you find in the room. And I don't need to be that. Because I know that I am good the way I am. But I think that I need something to trigger that, to get the confidence to talk more freely about myself, about what I can do, and get into that communication flow